Superhero films have been quite successful recently here in China, and it's now being said this could lead to films with more Chinese focus. Well, CRI's Mark Gavigli has more.
The prevalence and popularity of superheroes in today's culture has grown to an overwhelming degree. One needs to just look at the top 10 highest-grossing superhero films of all time, which all appeared in the last 10 years, and so far have grossed over $8.5 billion worldwide. Joe Ferrara is a superhero expert and comic book store owner in Santa Cruz, California. He explains why audiences find superheroes so fascinating.
It crosses every demographic. The superhero genre is the epitome of the best in us and who set the tone for our morals and inspire us to be greater than we are.
As time goes on, China continues to prove to be a major contributing force to the success of superhero films. Hollywood studios have taken note and have started catering to Chinese audiences. The Chinese version of Iron Man 3 featured several additional minutes with Chinese actors Fan Bingbing and Wang Shui-Chi. U.S. director Michael Bay recently revealed the upcoming Transformers 4 will have a heavy Chinese element and feature Chinese actors. American superheroes have struck a chord with Chinese audiences, though some wonder why. Ferrara offers insight into why superheroes are successful despite different cultures.
The main reason why heroes are needed in any culture to give everyone something to aspire to, and today's choice of hero is primarily the superhero.
Comic book guru Stan Lee, the man partly responsible for superheroes such as the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and the X-Men, is developing a new Chinese superhero called the Annihilator. The character is a young Chinese man named Ming who undergoes a series of experimental procedures that grant him extraordinary powers. The character is being taken quite seriously as it will be the focus of a feature-length film. The Chinese state-run National Film Capital will co-produce the film with Lee to bring the Annihilator to theaters worldwide. The big question on everyone's mind is whether the Annihilator will find international success, especially at the U.S. box office. Ferrara points out if it is a success, we may begin to see more Asian-influenced stories.
Any artistic endeavor is going to fail or succeed on its own merits. Who's to say we're not going to have another whole mythos that comes out of a universe of heroes that come from an Asian influence?
The Annihilator is only the beginning, though, as the National Film Capital plans to partly fund several more joint projects. The relationship could be a big boon for Chinese-U.S. entertainment ties and herald in a new era of creative international cooperation. For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli.